Fake fan sounds don't help anyone. George Floyd's death was a lot more complicated than the media says. The stock market is looking really good. Joe Biden is the real racist, and Democrats continue to suck. I'm Adam, and this is the Mount Westmore Podcast. Okay, so before we get into the big stuff, I just wanted to mention that TikTok is up for auction, and companies still have a few days to buy it. Right now, the most likely scenario is that Microsoft buys it, which in my opinion would be great. Because it would create more American jobs and competition between American social media companies. Plus, China wouldn't be spying on us. Okay, so there's a lot of news I want to get to, so I'm going to try to get through these as fast as I can. Over the weekend, I decided to watch a hockey game because I heard the players weren't kneeling for the anthem, which I was glad to see. However, like every other sport, they were pumping fake fan noise into the stadium. At first, I thought it was kind of nice, and it felt more like a regular game. But then I thought about it more, and I decided that it isn't really doing any good for anybody. Because by pumping fan noise into arenas, it makes the games feel more like normal. Which seems like a nice thing at first, but that's not really a good thing. Because that to make this whole lockdown thing feel normal is what the left wants. They want us to feel like it's normal to sit on a couch, lying around, and not doing anything. They want us to feel like everything will be taken care of by the government, but that's not true. We need to get out there and start working again. I mean, during the lockdown, suicide rates have shot up because people have lost their jobs and therefore lost their sense of purpose. If you look at Tennessee, there was a county in Tennessee, just one county, that had more suicide deaths than the entire state had for coronavirus deaths. That's an insane number. It's sad to see that it's happened that way. And the whole virus has gotten politicized. We have to reject the new normal. A lot of people want things to open back up again. But a lot of the politicians on the right have gotten that taste of power and don't want to let it go. Everyone on the left that I have seen thinks these lockdowns are good. But they're not doing anything, okay? And of course, Mr. Orange Man Bad, the president himself, wants to open things up. So automatically, the left doesn't want to do that. So all I'm saying is just don't get comfortable with the fan noise. Don't get comfortable with sitting around. Go outside. Live life free. It's time to get back to work, people. Okay, so recently, the George Floyd body cam footage came out, and I just want to make a couple points about it. But first, before we get into any of that, I just want to make it very clear. I think what the officer did to George Floyd was evil, and I think he should get everything that's coming to him. I think he should go to jail and definitely lose his job. But there's a couple points I want to make about this. Point number one, Mr. Floyd was clearly intoxicated and under the influence of drugs, and if you know what happens to people under crack and fentanyl and things like that, it makes them very hard to deal with. It makes them, like, kind of unresponsive. It's harder to work with them, and they're a lot stronger. They're a lot more violent. They're a lot harder to deal with. So that automatically makes it harder to deal with him. And if you look at the autopsies, the drugs definitely were not helping him. And number two, the officers did stay very calm during most of this interaction. When they first came up to him, they asked him to open his door and put both hands on the steering wheel. He did open his door, but he did not put both of his hands on the steering wheel. He kept disobeying. The officer did pull his gun out, which I don't think he should have done, but I think he should have raised his voice in that situation, which he did. Mr. Floyd put both hands on the steering wheel, and then the officer put his gun away, and they all went back to being calm. And I think that's probably a good way to handle it. Just sort of show your dominance because you are the police officer, and he did break the law. Mr. Floyd was saying he couldn't breathe and that he was going to die, like, way before he had the knee on his neck. And it's just, when you look at it, the quote they've been using from this is, "I can't breathe." But he was saying that when he was in the car by himself. So way before any of this happened. So that was definitely one of the biggest things that was spun. And the whole incident itself was more complicated than the media says. I'm not going to say it's calmer or it's better because the man died. He did not deserve to die. That should not have happened. The officer deserves to go to jail. But it's a lot more complicated for sure. And I think the media just spun it the way they wanted to because they want black people to look at them in a certain light. They want the African-American community to vote for them and the Democrat politicians. They want control over them. They want to get them on their side. And I think that's totally messed up because you got to look at the whole story. Mr. Floyd was not a good guy, okay? He held a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach. That is as messed up as it gets. And to treat him like a martyr is wrong. But the thing I like that came out of this, though, is a couple of people have been saying, you can realize what happened to George Floyd was wrong, but also realize that he was not a good dude. He was not a good dude, but what happened to him was definitely wrong. And the only reasons the Democrats are talking about this, like I said, they're pandering for the black vote. They rely on that. They rely on minority vote. And they could really care less about George Floyd. They don't care. They just want votes. They just want power. The Democrats have lied and done nothing for African Americans. And you can tell that because for the last 50 years, Democrats have been pandering, at least the last 50 years. They've been pandering to African Americans, and they're talking about the same issues they were 50 years ago. So that means they've done nothing for them. And if you look back at the history of the parties, the Democrats were the party that invented the KKK. They were the party that rejected the idea of having a pro-anti-slavery party in the Republican Party. Abraham Lincoln, Republican, he freed the slaves. Ulysses S. Grant, he fought for the Union Army. He led the Union Army against the Confederate South to help free the slaves. They were both Republicans. And it's just time for black people to wake up. I know I keep saying it, but it's time to wake up, okay? Democrats do not care about you or anyone else. Conservatives and Republicans do. Just give them a shot. All right, so here's some good news. The stock market has continued to go up this week and for the past couple weeks, even with the lockdowns. And that just points to the fact that President Trump is a fantastic businessman. The fact that he can continue to raise stocks during the lockdowns is amazing. And here, let's see. Before the lockdowns, we were at about 29,000 on the Dow Jones, I think. And we're back up to 27-ish, so that's crazy. Because we dropped as low as, I think, 18,000. So that's insane. But in May, against all odds, nobody thought this would happen. In May, we added 2.5 million jobs. No one thought that would happen. In June, 4.8 million jobs added. They thought we were going to lose jobs. July, we added 1.8 million jobs. And between June and July, the unemployment rate dropped from 11% to 10.2%. And I know 0.8% doesn't seem like a ton, but when you're looking at the whole country, 0.8% is actually a decent percentage. And my prediction is once the Democrats stop playing politics and let us open up, we will see an economic boom like we've never seen. And if we can keep President Trump for another 4 years, we would be seeing money in our pockets that we've never had before. We'd be seeing more jobs taken away from the Chinese, more jobs that we need in our country. And I think if we have Biden as president, the market will crash immediately. The day after the election, if he wins, market will crash. And like I said, if we keep President Trump, we will bring back jobs from China and other countries that we haven't had in a long time. But if we have Biden, taxes will go up, the market will crash, we will lose money, and the debt will go into the hundreds of trillions of dollars. Okay, so moving on, Joe Biden again. So, you guys obviously know President Trump has been called a racist for his entire time as president, but they can't actually point to anything that he's done that is racist. Well, Joe Biden actually has said some racist things in the past couple months, and actually throughout his whole career. And so, you guys probably saw a few months ago, we all saw Joe Biden say, "You ain't black if you don't vote for me." He said in another interview the other day that he thought the Hispanic community is a diverse community of thought, meaning people in Florida think different ways about immigration than people in Arizona do in the Hispanic community. And then he said The black community is not a diverse community, diverse as in thought. Basically, what he's saying when he says that is, black people think the same way. What? That's totally messed up. By saying that, he's saying that black people are inferior, and as individual Americans, they do not have their own thoughts. They just groupthink. Seriously, guys, wake up. They don't care. They don't care about you. They dominated the racist Confederacy. They invented the KKK. All right? All the Republicans were anti-slavery. That is what the party was founded on. And there was no flip of the parties like the leftists say. That doesn't happen. Parties don't flip. Millions of people don't change their minds overnight. They don't change their minds over like 10 years even. That's insane. Parties don't flip. The Democrats are still racist deep down. They just don't want to admit it. They just want power. Okay? And we don't hear anything from them. Joe Biden apologized for this, but no one apologizes in the cancel culture. They're just worried about being canceled. He knows if he doesn't apologize that he will be in trouble and President Trump will win again, which I think will happen anyway. But he doesn't actually mean to say he's sorry. He's not sorry for what he said. He said what he said because he believes it. And the Democrats didn't even condemn him for this. They don't care what he says. They hate the president so much that they refuse to condemn anything their candidate says. Okay? Continuing on to the reasons why Democrats suck. Okay? So, on Saturday, President Trump signed a relief bill to help people during the coronavirus. It does several important things. It postpones payroll taxes for Americans earning less than $100,000 a year. It temporarily stops evictions and gives aids to renters. It adds $400 a week for the rest of 2020. And it has states give 25% of the benefits. And on that, I think that's a good thing because we don't want to rely on the government for everything because that gives them a lot of power. When you spread the power out like that, it's a lot better. And the last thing it does, it postpones student loan interest and payments for the rest of 2020. Okay, so I think we would all agree that that's a good thing. It helps people that desperately need help right now. But guess who doesn't think it's good? The Democrats. They say it's not a real or long-term solution. Well, you know why it's not long-term? Because you guys won't let us open. You guys are just playing politics. You don't care about people. You just want to keep it shut down so the country thinks it's the president's fault. And Biden can just stay in the basement where no one can see how socialist and crazy left and crazy in general he's gotten. For once, stop thinking about yourselves and think about the good of the people and the country. Okay, guys, that was today's episode. I hope you guys really enjoyed this. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Mount Westmore and subscribe wherever you're listening. Think for yourselves, guys. Don't let the media narrative control you. Do your own research. I will see you guys next Sunday.